They say you can't make decisions when you're horny. And you know why that is, don't you? It's because of the way it controls your mind, changing what you want. It's because of how much power it has over you. In fact, out of all of the things that control you, like emotions, laws, my words, even your own conscious desires, feeling aroused just seems to control you so much deeper. And you can think about it while you listen. That's right. Horny desire comes from so deep within your subconscious, seems to control you so easily, telling you what to do. It's like a cage in your mind, a cage of arousal that you are trapped within and cannot break out of. Because this cage is made from your deepest subconscious needs to touch and tense up and clench and release, to seek out things that increase the feeling of your subconscious needs to listen to things which arouse you even more. And you know it's true. This arousal is a cage that you are trapped within and cannot unlock. It's the reason why you're relaxing here, listening to my voice, because you know how your horny thoughts control you. And it's the reason why you keep yourself locked in that cage. You know the one I'm talking about. You can picture it now, keeping you locked, keeping you under control, or at least that's what you might think. But in truth, the cage doesn't have any power on its own. And you know where its power comes from, don't you? Your horny desire so deep within yourself now, you can see it clearly. How this cage is made stronger by your needs, stronger by your desires. In fact, it is only kept locked by your horny desires and needs. Because without them, there would be no need for a cage. So it's only because you feel so horny that you need to keep yourself locked in that cage. Makes sense, doesn't it? How your horny thoughts and desires can control you. And you know that control is a strange thing. How you can be so convinced that you are in control, or that you understand where control flows from. But how would you even know that you aren't in control anymore? Especially when you're being controlled to change the way you think. You, like listening to my voice, why don't you simply stop listening now? If you could, would you? And if you did, would it only be because I asked if you will? Just do what works on you and relax. Because you could try so difficult to prove you're still in control by doing something I haven't said yet, like letting your fingers twitch or smiling about something funny without thinking. But you must know that if you are trying so difficult to do something just because I haven't said it, then you are allowing yourself to be controlled by everything I have said. And you could either choose to think so much deeper about how it works on you, or you could simply listen and relax instead. It's your choice to go deeper as you listen, as you relax. Can you feel how it lowers your defenses? A waste of time, so drop deeper. And if you want to try to resist how easily my words control you, then you really need to pay more attention, because I'm counting on it.